1039 and mypigradio.com. It is the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice. And they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we got a brand new friend guest from the community. Donnie is in here with us. He is a Hooks native.
Yeah.
He said he's been away a few times, but he's come back. And he graduated at Hornet, and he's back in the Texarkana area and involved in a very worthwhile pursuit. Sorry. We Are Washington. And I can't remember, we had a guest in about the time that they had their big grand opening.
It's your marketing person.
Chastity?
Yeah. No, it was a gentleman.
I don't know. We had somebody.
Tony.
Tony.
I took us down. We're chasing the rabbit there. Yeah. I took us down the wrong hole. But we did.
I was thinking Anthony. Yeah. I think that's the wrong name.
So but Tony. We Are Washington. And it has to do with the old Washington School. Talk a little bit about that. Just a brief history of the school and how you became to what you're doing now. And then we'll get into talking about all the great things going on this summer.
Well, there's a very, very rich history in the school. It was the first black school in Texarkana, Arkansas, from my understanding. And it started out a white frame building. The building, I believe, burned down after the first year. And then they built, I believe, some brick. And it was the black high school from 1926 until 1969 when it integrated. Mm-hmm. And then it became under Texarkana, Arkansas's umbrella.
Right.
And it remained an active school anywhere from high school, middle school, junior high, and elementary until we finally got possession of it this year.
All right. So you worked with some people with the school administration, Becky Kessler.
Yes, Becky Kessler and Andrew Hill. Uh-huh. Absolutely amazing. They have really embraced everything that we've done. They have been just part of the foundation that's helped us allow to get this going, and they continue to help out. They're fantastic.
Now, this is a big, you say 56,000 square feet?
It's over 56,000 square feet on a city block.
All right, so it's a big facility. Now, talk a little bit about We Are Washington, what you're trying to do, what the goal is, what it's all about, and then we'll talk about the summertime activities for
right.
the kids and teenagers. But, what's the goal of We Are Washington?
Well, the school sets in a community of need. Uh-huh. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to invest in the community and revitalize the community and enrich the community. We're trying to give life skills and opportunities to people that don't have the same opportunities that a lot of other people have.
You said on Facebook, and I was like, that's a great analogy. You said that everybody doesn't start out on third base and they hit a triple and they're about to score. It's a lot tougher for a lot of people out there. I'd say they've got two strikes on them already, and they're trying to get on base to begin with, right?
Yeah,
that was a great analogy that you said earlier. I mean, everybody is not in your position. A lot of people, you don't realize it. You complain a lot, but you got it pretty good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Compared to maybe your neighbor across town who doesn't have it pretty good, and it's got a lot of things stacked up against them before they even get started.
Well, this is just my personal feeling, is that unfortunately we have a segment of people, well, that's all over our country, is that it's a lot easier to look at people at that part of town and judge them, because it helps you not feel guilty about doing what you should do and help them. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody needs opportunity.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone
just
needs opportunity.
As you said, it's just it's tough. It's tough for a lot of people in a lot of neighborhoods. It's just tough. It's tough. There's things going on, and it just makes it extremely hard for them to live the kind of life that they deserve to live, and they should be able to live. Mm-hmm. Everybody deserves to be able to be successful, to be safe,
to feel good about themselves,
yeah, to have a good life.
And it's a numbers game. I mean, here's the thing. If you're born in poverty and you're raised in poverty, yeah, there's people who make it. There's people who become millionaires. There's people who become wealthy. But the chances of that are so much smaller, and it's so much more difficult than the people who are born on third and think they hit a triple. And, you know, instead of pointing at those communities and judging those communities and just running away from those communities or trying to build more jail cells to lock up people in those communities, if you want to change something, you have to invest in it. If you want to fix something, you have to spend time and resources on it. That's with anything, like
I said earlier. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just look the other way with blinders on, go, I don't see that over there on this part of town or whatever. This well,
that,
it's the, it,
that really, is exactly what is happening in this city. And unfortunately,
and all around our country.
It is. And I'm polarizing. I mean, I really don't do this to be polarizing, but usually either you like me or a lot of you don't like me because I'm a squeaky wheel. And I believe in fairness. And I believe that everyone should be given, or the more people that we can give the better opportunities, the better we will be as a city, the better we will be as a state, and the better we will be as a country. Or we can keep doing what we've been doing.
It's broke, so.
It's broken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Well, that kind of leads us into what will be the next topic of the things that they're doing down there.
Right.
And it's both recreational and educational and building up, and it's kind of all sewed together kind of thing. And we'll be talking about what all's going on down there, what all you can get your kid and teenager, child and teenager.
9 to 90.
to do this summer, so they can have a lot of fun, be a safe environment, to have exercise, have fun, and, you know, stay out of trouble and keep from being bored on top of that, because kids can get bored pretty doggone fast.
They sure do.
I know, because I got kids. All right, more of the best in most country is coming up as we continue. Well, I can still make Cheyenne.
Yes, we can.
That's what George Strait says. Don't forget, Straight at 8. 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. hours weekdays. We kick off the hour with back-to-back George Strait songs because, you know, he's the best, and we play more George Strait than anybody, and we're proud of it. It would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let Oak Creek Furniture be the sponsor of our continued talk with our new friend, our guest from the community, Donnie, who is with We Are Washington, and it's at the old Washington School in Texarkana, Arkansas, and they're mentoring. Lots of different agencies and things have gotten in there to help mentor people, educate them, but there's also lots of recreation space in this 56,000-plus square feet facility for kids around 8, 9 on through teenage years on up to come out, especially now that it's summertime, to enjoy some safe activities. Talk about a little bit about what all the young people can do out there this summer.
Well, usually the most popular thing we have is our recreation wing.
Mm-hmm.
We have changed the first wing of the building that most people come into is where the primary gym is. So we obviously have a primary gym where people play basketball. A lot of basketball is being played.
A lot of good basketball.
There's also a lot of good basketball training happening in there for free.
Uh-huh.
We have Jamel Jackson, who I spoke of earlier.
Yeah, you said that on the Facebook that he was involved with LeBron James.
Yeah, he has trained LeBron James. he actually was flown to California last year, or the bubble year of when the Lakers won the championship, uh-huh, and actually worked with the team, and then LeBron and some individually.
Well, you may have said it on the Facebook. I may have forgotten or whatever, but how in the world did you grab him?
I have a really good friend named Glenn Smith. He's the one who throws the basketball tournaments, the big basketball tournament here in Texarkana. He has one in the Bahamas. He has one in Dallas at the American Airlines Center. And Glenn and I have kind of been basketball junkies together for a while. And when my youngest son was in high school, and Dustin Thomas, who is my godson, I was looking for them a really, really good trainer. And he said, well, you've got to beat this guy. And he, at that point, he was training Mo Williams. Mo Williams played with the Cavaliers back when LeBron played. And Mo Williams has his own gym. It's at that time called the Mo Williams Academy in Dallas. So went over there and met Jamel. He trained with Dustin and Darius for a while. I was blown away by his knowledge. Just the nicest, most humble human being you've ever met. And we became friends. And, you know, we talk on and off over the years, and I got him to come down and visit to just check Washington out, and when he did, his eyes got big as saucers, and he said, man, he says, famo, that's his favorite thing, famo, I want to be in over this. I said, well, let's move down. I said, I'd love to have you down here. And so he's literally come down here, he's moved down here just to work with kids instead of working with NBA players.
What a gift.
He's not motivated by money.
Goodness gracious.
He's motivated by helping people.
Amazing story. I'm glad
we kind of dug
into that a little bit. So he's down there. So it's a great place for kids to come down and learn some knowledge and play some basketball. You got other things besides basketball?
Oh, absolutely. The recreation wing has there's a room with pool tables in it. There's a room with ping pong tables.
Right.
There's an Xbox room, which is one of the most popular rooms. We have 8 Xbox stations with 8 televisions. We have a movie theater room. We also have an activities room for the smaller children. We have a study hall on the recreation side, which is probably the least used room on the recreation
side. I understand.
But, and we also have one of our great nonprofit partners there, which is the Texarkana League of Champions, which is housed there, that kind of helps out with the recreation wing. So there's a lot of recreation stuff to do, but there's another wing that houses the library and the classrooms there. Right. We have all our nonprofit partners in those classrooms, and they're teaching classes. So we have the Literacy Council, which is teaching basic reading skills, English as a second language, and GED classes. We have a sewing class there, which is one of the hottest classes, I think that's great. Uh-huh. I love that. I wasn't expecting that to be one of the hottest classes. We have the scholars. Those women are fantastic. They teach entrepreneurial skills to younger people and just help prepare them for life. We have an amazing partner over there. Axe is an amazing partner that works with adults to give them resources to be able to do better in the communities. We have Pathways, which is fantastic. They work with unwed pregnant ladies. And with education and health tips and clothing and things of that nature. Rob Klein's group is involved. They're fantastic. Yep. We also have the Pride program in there. I'm teaching an entrepreneurial class for adults. And it's and that's growing every week. I think we probably had 15 or 16 in it last night. That's every Wednesday. And so the education classes are really starting to kick off. And that's really, really good because, look, Texarkana as a whole, young people don't have a lot to do. There's just not a lot of places to go. When I was growing up, there was a skating rink, and there were
more places.
There were more things to do. Really, and you know, we've kind of failed our youth with things to do here, and
constructive things to do.
Sorry. So that's true. So it gives the young people a thing to do. You know, sports brings them in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, basketball, recreation brings them in, but then we're also trying to give them life skills and things of that nature. Yeah. And it's not just sports. You know, we are building out a music studio.
I love
because
this.
That's hot. I mean, a lot of you can't get through to every young person by saying, hey, come play sports. But you know what? Between sports, music, dance,
technology,
art, and technology, you're going to find an interest that a young person wants to come over and to do something that they're interested in. And the next thing they know, they're learning life skills.
All right. We'll continue talking about this as we roll through this Thursday. That's Southwest Arkansas's Tracy Lawrence and Paint Me a Birmingham on the Pig at 103.9 and MyPigRadio.com. The morning show is John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, where they're stronger, smarter, and sensible. They got three convenient locations to serve you. Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas, West 7th Street or Highway 67 West in Wake Village, and Highway 71 North up in Little River County in Ashdown. And our friend, our guest from the community today is Donnie from We Are Washington. We've been talking about all the things that they have going on at their facility this summer, especially for the young people from about 8 or 9 years of age on up. And it's a safe, fun environment, and they've got
free.
Free. Everything's
food.
Free. The food, the activities, the fun, anything they got going on is free. They're not going to charge you anything to have your youngster or teenager down there doing something good. It's free. And that's a big, big deal with everything costing so much these days. And we've been talking about the fact that they have the recreational side where they can do basketball and ping pong and pool and got the Xbox things. I'm not a big technology person on those games these days, but the kids are into that, I know. And then they got the educational side, the library, they've got classes, they've got all kinds of things. Music you were talking about.
Yeah, we're building out a music studio.
There you can build out a music
studio. That should be ready within the next 30 days.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's just all spectrum of things for people to do. They've got, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit because you were talking about it on the Facebook about some of the, a little bit older set, the late teens, maybe up to about 21 or whatever, that have been coming there for a while and have been doing what I call a good job of, you said, cleaning up the gym, you know.
Setting an example for the younger people. Setting an example for the younger people.
You're kind of helping them out with, like, jobs.
Yeah, we have a program where we have a handful of part-time jobs that the young people, 16 to about 19.
Uh-huh, okay.
And they're working, I believe, between 10 and 15 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
And we're paying them $12.50 an hour. And kind
of not bad.
And what we're doing is trying to set an example for the younger kids that are coming in to see, wow, you know what? Those guys have been doing right, and they got an opportunity. Because if you do right, you try hard, you should get an opportunity. And that's what we're trying to show them. So hopefully that will just continue to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah. And now you're open Monday through Saturday. Did you say 10 to 7:30? Or did I get that
yes,
right?
10 to 7:30.
Okay, 10 to 7:30, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. But then you're going to try to do something on Sundays with adults. What was that?
Yeah, so we're redoing the gym floor right now, which is going to be a little undertaking, or we're about to start that. But as soon as the gym floor is complete, we're going to try to start a 40 and over basketball league for Sundays so that the old guys like me don't have to get beat up by those 20-year-olds who just graduated.
Well, yeah.
And they can go out and have some fun, and that'll all be free, and it'll be their gym on Sundays. But what we would like, or what we would really hope they would do, is get involved in the center. You know, possibly when we have our youth leagues, referee, coach, you know, if you have life skills and you want to teach a class, that'd be fantastic, you know, because we need help. And the more adults who have been successful in anything in life that can pass that message along, that would really, really, really help us. And really help the children, which is what this whole goal is about.
Absolutely. So I guess you're asking us to be the change we want to see. So let's embody change. Let's make things better. And let's make sure that we don't leave anybody behind.
Yeah, let's care about somebody besides ourselves and our family.
Right, right. Our own backyard.
Well, let's hold you over across the top of the hour there, because did you tell them that y'all
nope,
play a game?
Never
that's
do.
Another thing. She didn't tell
I
you did a Facebook, and she didn't tell you that you're going to play a game.
It's fun.
It's a mental
together.
Game.
Oh, I'm not very smart.
We'll play a game, and then we'll kind of roll back over the where you can find them on Facebook and on the internet and their time and schedule again. But my goodness, if you got a kid or a teenager from about 8 or 9 on up, this is a great place to let them go hang out during the summer and just have a great time. And it'll it's good for them.
Right.
It's good for them, and it's good for you as well.
It really is.
You don't have to worry about, well, what are they doing? Or they, you know what they're doing, and you know that they're in a great place doing it. So we'll carry Donnie over to the top of the hour, and we got ABC News coming up at the top of the hour as well, and more of the best and most country. 24 hours a day, each and every day, the best and most country is right here on The Pig. And, we want to say congratulations to the two guys that won in the Father's Day contest, and they won prize packages, each of them big prize packages, and we'll be playing promos on that and telling you more about that. But congratulations to them. That was chosen last Friday when I wasn't here.
Right. I got to have all the fun by myself with the mayor.
You and the mayor.
Yep.
It was Mayor Bob from the Texas side, right?
Right. He came in. He saved the day.
Okay. Y'all drew the names, and we'll be talking more about that, but congratulations to them. Our guest from the community is Donnie from We Are Washington. It is a great thing they're doing there at the old Washington School on the Arkansas side. And it's going to be a lot of fun for and education for young people from about 8 or 9 years of age on up through the teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
don't forget the adults. They're a big part of this equation.
They're going to be involved as well. And we'll kind of wrap that up in just a second. But here is our game today. And it is Classic Edition Slogan Off. So I'm going to give you a slogan from a classic product, and you say the product, okay?
I can see the answers.
Yeah, don't look at the answers, please. I mean, that's kind of like, let me block it. All right. First one, the slogan is, the happiest place on earth.
Home.
I like to think that. But this is a place that you would go.
Is it home?
No,
it is a place that you would go.
Yes,
to.
It is,
happiest
but that's
place
not the
on
answer.
Earth. Sounds like an amusement park.
Yeah,
like
I'll give you a hint.
Disneyland.
Yeah, absolutely. Disneyland, Disney World, whatever. It's all the same. Okay. I think Disneyland's California.
And
Disney World's
on the other side.
Orlando. This is a little more tough.
Okay.
The original. If your grandfather hadn't worn it, you wouldn't exist.
And it's not Axe. It's that older one. And it's not Irish Spring. What's the other one?
If your grandfather hadn't worn it,
you wouldn't exist.
Brute by Fabergé.
That might be it.
Old,
right?
Old Spice.
Oh, yeah, we were there.
Old Spice. I wouldn't know this one at all. Do what you can't. Do what you can't.
Not Nike.
No, it's not a...
What is it? Give us a hint.
It's like electronic products and things like that.
So Toshiba, maybe?
Samsung.
There you go. Very good. Very good. Samsung is correct. Move the way you want.
Is this one of those call a ride thing, a ride share like Uber or?
Ooh, I was thinking.
What's
more
the other
like,
one?
I was thinking more like an anti-inflammatory.
Okay. Uber. I like that. Move the way you want.
Flexol.
Uber or Lyft.
Yeah. Uber is correct. That's is that a classic? That's more of a new one.
That's new. It's not that old.
And this is a classic.
Okay.
That was easy.
Oh, the button.
Yeah, what was the button?
That was Home Depot. Not Home Depot, Office Depot.
Yeah. No. Oh. Close.
Not Office Depot. Oh, Staples.
There you go.
He went around it.
And he found it. So y'all did quite well on classic. Yay. Especially that Samsung thing. I would have sat here all day going, I don't know.
Well, she said Toshiba. That's the only one I could think besides it.
That was very good. I'm impressed. So y'all did quite well on the game. Hope y'all did well out there as well in Radioland. Well, once again, we are Washington. It is open, especially during the summer. It's open every day, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7:30 for kids about 8 or 9 on up through the teenage years, whatever. And lots of activities and things for your youngster and your teenager to be involved in, both on the recreation side. There's basketball, there's pool tables, there's ping pong, there's the Xbox setup. And then they got the educational side, and they're building a music room or whatever, a music studio. So there's a lot of things not only entertain, but to educate, mentor, keep your kid busy, keep them out of trouble going on this summer. Where do they go for more information as far as the Facebook and the website?
Facebook, We Are Washington, and the website is wearewashington.org, and both of them have a lot of information on it. There's a calendar of events on there, kind of let you know what we got going on.
You said that was packed.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we have a group of young people right now, let me find this, who we have taken to the, just give me a sec, it's the Youth Anti-Drug Coalition of Arkansas. It's in El Dorado. And Chastity Russell and a couple of volunteers have taken a group of young people down there, and they're learning, and they're having a really good time.
All right, so great.
Fantastic.
So, get your kid involved, get your teenager involved, get involved as far as volunteering and helping out. You said,
you can use speakers, you can use help.
You can use referee for games and tournaments and things, people to coach, and just all kinds of way to help the young people. Pass it on to the young people. Help them out. Anything else you want to say? We got about 20 seconds here before we wrap it up.
We have classes for adults also. We have GED preparatory classes. We have basic literacy classes. Also, we have a class that I teach, which is called Business in the Real World. It's not a lecture-type class. It's very interactive.
Engaging.
A lot of questions and answers, and it's supposed to last an hour, and the last two have gone almost 2 hours.
Wow.
So I think we had 16, 17 in there last night. So that's every Wednesday at 6:30. And if you're an adult and you are either in a business and you're trying to figure out how to make it better, or you want to go into business, come on, it's free.